This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Jack Posobiec, Leanne McAdoo, our guests for another 5 minutes. Then we have Ben. A lot of other guests joining us coming up. Doug Hagman with breaking news. Posobiec, I know you got to jump to the next interview. Thank you so much for your great work. What else is on your radar? What else is coming up? What else should you impart to the audience?
Going forward, Alex, I want to see more and more, number one, the operations that are done psychologically on our president. So now that we know that they're censoring his information, what are they trying to do? What are they trying to shape his worldview as? What are they going to try to push the president on? And then number two is, how do we get information to the president? How do we make sure that we're using social media, that we're using other avenues of approach? Now, when I worked in intelligence, that's what you would do. If you had a source, if you had a target, you would try to say, what are the avenues of approach you could use to potentially get to that person, get to that object? That's what we're now looking at, different channels to get our news, to get your news, Alex, our stories to the president so that he can make these decisions. We know that he's right, and that's number one. Number two is, who is rising up to run against the president in 2020? John Kasich, this is something I broke a few weeks ago, that he was considering it. Now it's in Axios, now it's Politico, that Kasich is trying to run potentially as an independent. And we noticed that nobody on the Democrat side seems to really be jumping up to say, I'm doing it. I'm filing nomination petitions against the president to run as a Democrat. So I'm very interested to see, because, Alex, there's no way they can run on anything they're doing right now. They are in total scorched earth mode as a party, because that's how badly they were beaten. And now they've been exposed as having no ideas. So I want to see possibly Kamala Harris. I see that as being one of the rumors that goes around a lot of people talking about her in D.C., but I don't know if I see her building out the nationwide infrastructure, having the donor meetings that she'd be required to have. So I'm keeping a very close eye on the DNC and the RNC, as always, Alex, to see what they're up to next to stop our president and to stop our movement.
Jack Posobiec, everybody should follow you on Twitter and everywhere else. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Leanne, that's a good point he makes. The polls show people aren't into this Russia stuff, this race stuff. It's not working, but they just keep pushing it. Where do you think this is going?
Well, Alex, everyone just needs to understand that this is Saul Alinsky rule for radicals. I mean, we have Gary Cohn coming out saying that Trump must do better to condemn neo-Nazis and white supremacists. What more can he do? This is the Saul Alinsky tactic of picking your target, freezing it, continuing to hit, never letting down, continually keeping your opposition, having to defend themselves against these attacks that have zero basis in reality. But as long as Trump is being forced to continue condemning neo-Nazis, I mean, they've been forcing him to do this since before the election. And so as long as they can keep him, because that's all they have, then he can be distracted and, you know, tweet out things that the media can spin out of control. He's going to be distracted from completing his agenda, or he's going to allow these other neocons that seem to have been circling him as of late, he's going to be distracted and not be able to be in control of his administration and just kind of being led by the nose, because he doesn't want to be labeled as a racist. He doesn't want to tarnish the Trump brand, you know, well beyond his 8 years of presidency. So this is something that, this is Saul Alinsky, and this is what the left is using to target the president, to target his supporters. It doesn't matter how much he disavows or condemns. It's never going to be
enough.
They're
never going to stop. It's a political tactic.
They're never going to stop.
Doesn't the left get they're being manipulated, that they're being controlled? It's pathetic.
Right. They don't get it. They don't see that there's agent provocateurs, there's controlled opposition. They don't see that the person who's putting on the Patriot prayer rally is a person of color. On his Facebook page, it says no Nazis, no white supremacists allowed, but they're still calling it a white supremacist rally. It'll never be enough.
That's right. Leanne McAdoo on Twitter. Leanne, thank you so much, InfoWars correspondent. There goes Leanne McAdoo. Straight ahead, we've got breaking information that is critical. This is exclusive information. Straight ahead, we'll be back. InfoWars.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Didn't you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, Hurricane Harvey set to hit at about 7, 8 o'clock central tonight into Texas, Category 3, 40 inches of rain, a true disaster. But the big disaster we've been witnessing the last 3 years plus has been CNN, MSNBC, the former White House run by Obama, and his Justice Department openly saying police deserve to die because another officer in another jurisdiction might have done something wrong. The media would fan the flames of that. In most cases, it turned out to be a fraud. And then say, well, cops deserve to die. They're bad. We're going to give you exclusive information right now from Doug Hagman, who has broken big stories here, like the Wiener story and the sexting to minors. That was here first with Doug Hagman of the Hagman Report, syndicated radio broadcaster in his own right, law enforcement trainer, long-term private investigator working in New Jersey and New York. I've been listening to him 15 years and interviewing him 10 years. He always gives this really on-spot info, and I've never gotten him to send me an emergency memo like this. InfoWars, Doug Hagmann, exclusive InfoWars, not made public until now. Coordinating with law enforcement, confirming with the intel, not just the public statements and CNN and MSNBC saying attack Trump supporters. They're all Nazis. All Trump supporters are Nazis. All gun owners are Nazis. Telling the ACLU, tweeting a photo of a white baby with an American flag is racist. ACLU apologizing, saying the eclipse is racist. This is mass race war programming that Soros doubled the money after Trump won to Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and others. And so we've got where they're planning the attacks, what's happening. They are openly saying this on the news, but law enforcement is tracking federal and state and has confirmed they're planning to target civilian members of the pro-Trump communities. That's why I was being attacked so hard in Seattle. The message is going out. Attack, kill, do what you can. Opposing groups, specifically free speech groups, ban free speech, attack all protests. Christian groups want to march, had marches set up months ago, say they're racist, go out, attack them. This sounds crazy, but just joined us. It's mainstream news. Bring 10,000 dogs, have them all crap on the field where the Christians are coming. No Christians, no whites, no conservatives, no libertarians. That's how it works. Describe it. All opposition is alt-right, then say it's Nazi. So this is directly memos from law enforcement, and there's a lot more I haven't gotten into this yet. But this is very, very serious all over the United States, and they're preparing a violent revolution. As they said a month ago, they're getting ready the next 2 months to overthrow Trump. Soros wanted the summer of rage. That came out. And you're going to see CNN like it's normal, like when they backed the Arab Spring, overthrowing our ally in Egypt, saying they're blowing up churches, they're burning, they're killing tens of thousands. This is good. The Christians deserve it. You'll see Anderson Cooper right there saying, you know, Ron Paul's been killed, Matt Drudge has been killed, the president's been killed. This is loving. This is liberal. Kill, kill, kill. That's why they've got flower shops and coffee shops in the news saying, are you a racist? Do you pledge allegiance against Trump? They're identifying, getting their people ready as little secret agents for this. So you want to see the globalist communist takeover. They're ready. They're planning it. And that's why they've been trying to intimidate law enforcement to get on board. So I'm going to give the floor, because he's a polite and humble guy, and he'll wait for me to talk, and I'll run over him, Doug Hagmann, to go through this intelligence memo, a lot of which I've got from my own sources, and the enemy's out in the open. This is big. He's got the timetable for us. Thank you so much, Doug Hagmann.
Alex, thanks so much for having me, and I really appreciate the war effort, what you're doing, and the changes that you're causing in this country. You're actually doing a lot for the cause. As of 4:10 a.m. my time this morning, I heard from an investigator, one of my investigators, actually. We've got, and this is, I have not really made this announcement official to this point, but over the past several months, actually since the election, we have gathered, I've managed to gather a handful of accredited, licensed investigators all across the United States. Not many, but enough to make an impact, a difference, and to investigate and infiltrate various groups such as Indivisible, Antifa, and all of the
options. And you hinted at this, that you were going to be going the Project Veritas model.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, one of the things that I heard from this morning, one of the investigators I heard from this morning attended a meeting last night in San Francisco. That's all I'm prepared to say in terms of location.
Or got it. You don't want to give up too much to identify them.
Right. Right. And this meeting, I'll just summarize it by saying this. The left, hard left, the progressive left, the communist left, the people that are organizing these marches, these riots, more appropriately, they are preparing for war. Civil war in this country. Their targets are civilians who openly support Donald Trump or for capitalism or free enterprise. Civilians who openly support free speech. Conservative Christians and conservatives and Christians separately and collectively. And of course, they have a special division or a special aspect of this where they are being taught how to confront law enforcement personnel. So there's a three-tiered operational system that taking place right now, training groups right now that are in progress all across the United States. that are being funded by, under the umbrella of the Obama Organizing for Action and the Soros, the Woods Fund. I'm saying this now, these are my words, as best I can tell, the nonprofits, the larger NGOs that operate under the umbrella of either OFA, Organizing for Action, or the Soros group of NGOs. And they're funding these training sessions all across the United States, offshoots of the 250 satellite branches of OFA, Organizing for Action, and part and parcel to the 32,500 plus foot soldiers of Organizing for Action. They're working in tandem with one another. We have groups, and we're able to verify this. We have groups such as Indivisible, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, By Any Means Necessary, and a few new ones that have sprung up, including one that just sprung up here 4 days ago, actually, the Revolutionary Abolitionist Movement, which is they just opened a Philadelphia chapter. All communist fronts, all that are connected to this resist narrative, resist fascism narrative. And this is all cloaked under the guise, under the pretext of, we're going to fight for freedom for in this country. We're going to fight the tyranny, the fascism that the Trump administration is bringing into America. We're going to bring back the Obama model and system of governance. And we're also going to use both academia as well as, and this is important, Obama holdovers within our government, still there, including and especially within the Department of Justice. That's a two-pronged approach to, number one, be notified of any type of advanced police action, and second of all, to circumvent prosecution or to assist in circumventing prosecution.
And to stand down, like in Charlottesville, when they attack Christian groups or anybody else.
Exactly. So the report I got this morning, early this morning, from my investigator in the West Coast said this. Basically, you won't believe the group in San Francisco, in the San Francisco area, was not in San Francisco, but in that area, men basically that looked nothing like he had ever suspected. I mean, people dressed in, nicely dressed in dress jeans and khakis.
Yeah, we're not just fighting the little dirty meth heads now. They freaked out enough people now and had enough public figures with authority on mainstream news and Congress say this, that they're in a war, we're going to fight, we've got Maxine Waters saying it's a war, I'm coming for you, and she's out of that area. I'm coming for you, Trump. And you've got former CIA deputy director saying, we're going to kill Trump soon. So a lot of these are going to end up being intelligence operatives, as you just said, from deep state. They are preparing their move. This is it, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, and you've been ahead of the curve on this, and I have to give you a lot of credit.
Enough about me, my friend. We now know they're in the news saying they're getting ready to go operational. So continue with your report.
Yeah. So, okay, one of the things, okay, when my investigator went in first, the thing that really surprised him, first of all, the location of the meeting was, I'm not going to say done in code, but it was done very snarkily.
Cryptically. Cryptic.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you. And anyway, when he arrived at this meeting location.
Which shows they know they're getting watched.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's a good point. And when he arrived at the meeting location, there was an initial invitation, and then upon his arrival, he was actually searched, and they took away all electronics. There was no allowance for iPads or iPhones.
This shows amazing criminal intent.
Yeah, absolutely. And they actually put the phones in a separate room and made sure that they were off, very interestingly. And they all but searched, I mean, frisked, like a law enforcement officer would, the attendees to this meeting. So this shows...
Organized.
These people are serious. Absolutely organized. Now, one of the things that they're modeling this, and this surprised me, 20 or 47 years ago yesterday, there was a bombing at the University of Wisconsin in Madison at 3:42 a.m. The target was the Army Mathematics Research Center. And again, 47, this is April or August 24th, 1970, a 2,000 pound ammonium nitrate fertilizer oil bomb went off.
You're saying this is Weatherman 2.0.
Basically, yeah. And they're studying the tactics and the operational methods from history, from long ago, from a decade
ago. Doug, stay there. Everything you're saying is hell. I know you've got your sources of people infiltrating. This is huge. But they're out in the open saying violence is good. Overthrow, kill everybody. And I just hope somehow we move against them before they do.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If you leave me, I won't miss you.
If you leave me,
I won't miss you, and I won't ever take you back. Girl, your memory won't ever haunt me. Cause I don't love you. Now you'll buy that.
I got some oceanfront property in Arizona.
You know what's scary about these reports from around the country? The clean-cut professionals they've got. But you know those people aren't clean-cut professionals. It's operatives. Corporate, governmental. They've been waiting so long for this. They were planning to launch this once Hillary got in with a race war they were going to start. But now we've got a beachhead to direct against them. We've got them caught. They're in the pincer attack. That's why they're so desperate, and they're led at the top by a bunch of scum. Harvey is slamming into Texas 110 miles an hour, 35 inches of rain to 40. Expected hits around 7 o'clock tonight, but it's already starting to hit. We'll have live coverage tonight, Infowars.com, with our news team and reporters on the ground. But the big storm hitting, as bad as this will be for Texas and the undoubted deaths, the 35 to 40 inches of rain that are going to hit Houston and other areas, that city floods at 3 inches in one day, is that they're on the news saying, we're getting ready for violence, we're going to kill Trump supporters, we're going to attack his family, the lawsuits, the harassment, none of it's worked, the demonization. Where they're on the news saying, KKK, racists are everywhere, the horrible slander, racial attacks on whites are exploding, stabbing, shootings. I mean, it is insane. But most people still see through it. And the Doug Hagman has worked with a bunch of law enforcement and private investigators. That way you can have the go-between, because law enforcement can't give you info officially. But the investigators is the go-between, going to these meetings, and they're planning something big, something violent, and targeting people. So I know you get into what your sources are saying. Everybody should really start packing, knowing what you're doing, and being prepared. But more importantly, information warfare-wise, we have to get out ahead of this. Because notice, when they call for violence on their own channels that are departmentalized, then we cover it. They go, Jones is insane, or Doug Hagman's insane, or Matt Drudge is insane, or Daily Caller's insane. There's no plan for violence when they're all over CNN, MSNBC. So many clips every day, I can even hashtag hunt Republicans. People killing city council members, judges, Republicans, being shot everywhere. They're like, nothing's happening, nothing's happening. While they agitate their mass, they're telling us we're not attacking the Sydney war. So classic military tactics. This is a short segment, long segment coming up. But Doug, other intel. I mean, this sounds like pretty serious, pretty imminent, and they've told us it's imminent. You know they're directing from above. What else politically? Or let's get into your report first, and we'll talk about big picture.
Well, it's interesting because you've got a number of the level of coordination, I suppose, because of this limited segment, the level of coordination between the foot soldiers and the people that are giving the orders is not what anyone expected, at least on
graded on 1 to 10. Let's say special forces is a 9. Nobody gets a 10. You know, your average idiot Antifa that can't wipe their ass, a 2. I mean, is this a 7 and 8? What is it?
It'd be about a 6 or a 7, frankly. Surprisingly efficient with respect to the communications, and they're bringing in operational security specialists, veterans, anti-war people, people who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, who are against the war, reminiscent of the anti-Vietnam era, but bringing in these kind of specialists to advise them on operational security.
But in a civil war, and then I'm gonna give you the floor when we come back. In a civil war, time, but they're going to just do whatever. At certain points, if there's no command and control, folks locally are going to have to deal with these people.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I think...
But you know what I'm saying. We didn't start this, but we just can't sit here and let these people run around and kill hundreds of cops.
No, exactly. You're exactly right. And these people now recognize the fact that the right or the conservatives, the Second Amendment, pro-Second Amendment people with the concealed weapons represent a threat to them. They can't they can't match concealed weapons.
I notice that's next in your memo. The commies are really pissed that we laid down that emergency backup for them.
Yes, exactly. So all of this combined, and you've got this weird, and we can get into this later, but after the break, but we get this weird amalgamation, this odd amalgamation of various groups that have short-term and long-term goals, but everybody from the black activist groups to the gender identity groups that are combining forces.
See, I showed your intel so good. I've not said this on air because they'd attack me, but I'll say it. I've seen people with the bike locks, the physical attacks. My own crew, it's like usually trannies are attacking. It's this bizarreness where it's trannies attacking you.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's beyond.
I say that I'm going to shut up, even though this is so riveting and so real. I just keep adding everything you're saying is accurate. I want you to go through your internal memo that we're now releasing here for the first time ever from your law enforcement and investigators nationwide. Doug Hagman will give you the briefing straight ahead. I will shut up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
MycoZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of MycoZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. MycoZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with MycoZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The Lonely Sea. The Lonely Sea.
I gotta tell you, just watching the people Trump has, like his Homeland Security spokesman, that guy is super informed, super on target, hearing all the briefings, who they're putting in place, how they were all ready. It is like night and day to the bumbling politicos that Obama and George Bush put in. I mean, this is just night and day. And so, of course, they're saying, oh, it's incompetent, he doesn't care. But I'm looking at this Hurricane Harvey. I went on air today at like 11. I said, reporters, get down there. I hope they took 37. They don't need to go to the coast, but just partway down to show the evacuation, the stores that are all cleaned out. I mean, it is 4 hours from hitting, and already it is bad. This is going to be bad, bad, bad. I predict 100 people are going to die from this, unfortunately. This is bad. Houston, again, 3 inches is not as bad as New Orleans, but it's It's basically built on a swamp. I mean, it's 3 inches, it floods. They're talking 35, 40 inches. And if that hurricane stalls, it could be even more. Wow, this is going to be a disaster. And so prayer for everybody, obviously. I've even got to get family moved out of an area where we got a creek because it comes up to the house. And they say if something hit, that's what 10 inches it does. We had like 40 inches. They've had hurricanes before come up and park over Austin, had 20, 30 inches, and it floods everything. So this is a whopper, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to be here covering it at InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. And we've got generator power and other systems. We've got solar as well, but not extensive. So we're going to try to, the power does go up. We built in an industrial area. So our power tends to stay on even when it goes off the rest of the city. Because they've got some county of government systems here in Austin. So we picked an area where we're on the edge of the COG area. And again, that's all inside baseball. It's not a secret. It's just the public doesn't know how all this works. So you've got former CIA directors, you've got former deputy directors, you've got former deputy director of the FBI, Phil Mudd, all of them, saying, we're going to kill the president. That's to give their own people encouragement to go to the meetings and to get ready and load the weapons and the explosives. And I guess they think they're going to kill police chiefs and talk show hosts and Congress folks. I mean, they've been beta testing and think there's not going to be struck back. I don't want to kill a bunch of idiot leftists and people. But I'm not going to be the one coming after you. I really feel sorry for these people, though. I mean, I'll tell them right now that Santa Claus has got a list and checked it twice, and the patriots are not going to be going after the stupid Antifa or the CIA leftists that, you know, have been embedded as analysts in towns and cities for decades, want to be part of a great commie overthrow, and they're going to lead little teams of, you know, folks to bomb stuff and dump chlorine gas down high-rise buildings, air conditioning vents and stuff, you know, they're planning. Everybody involved in running this, if you kick this off, you had better be on a jet out of here. A lot of globalists are smart. They've been getting out. It's been admitted. A lot of the big money is like flown off to Europe, Monte Carlo, the Cook Islands, at least the Bahamas, or Roatan, or, you know, even little cruddy third world areas, or you've run off to Kauai, Hawaii, or Tasmania. But all the mid-level folks that haven't, they built safe houses under your mansion. Your name will be mud. And that's not, I'm not the one calling for violence, but you are starting a fight with the violent people. With the people that actually know how to be violent, historically. So, I'll take no pleasure in the fact that you are literally climbing into a wood chipping machine. But that's what I'm telling you. The Red Guards marching all over Austin. They're all over the cut. They're attacking people everywhere. They are moving forward. They are intimidated. They did a beta test. We killed over 100 cops, and not a lot happened. That you just think a cop here and there every few days getting killed and CNN going, well, they deserve it. That was a beta test. That was like a parrot tests another branch before it gets on it called testing the perch. You got a parrot on your arm and you try to put them on a branch. They put their beak on it first. Now, that beak is just tested to see that branch is there. It's 100 times the weight when the parrot gets on. They just tested the perch. So you understand that. That they want the cops to get so paranoid they run into their fortresses when this kicks off. So they can then demand stuff from the city council. Like, oh, take a statue down or we'll kill you. Well, pretty soon, oh, 50 cops got killed. Well, you deserve it. Let us take control of the department, put our people in, say you're with us, and we'll stop killing you. Okay, we're made a deal with the Antifa, and then it's over. Because then they're going to march you in against us. And what has to happen has to happen. So I'm just telling you. You're afraid of the Antifa and the communist police, and I don't think you are, but your bosses are compromised. You better be afraid of the real civil war. And I'm not here operationally planning anything myself, even though I got that area in my brain more than most. The people that do are waiting for you. They are waiting. And so, look, your boss has already got out of the country. So understand, you pull this off, there isn't one of you that is going to escape judgment. Not one. Now, you've got the floor, my friend. Go over this Doug Hagman, investigator, police trainer, great source of intel, broken so many big stories here. Walk through at the beginning your whole memo. I'm going to shut up. You've got the floor.
All right. Well, thanks, Alex. And just a recap, just so people know, I've managed to organize a group of volunteer accredited licensed investigators all across the country, just a handful.
To do what Project Veritas has done, recap that.
That's right. To infiltrate, to investigate and infiltrate various these fascist groups that operate under the pretext of anti-fascism. Groups such as, but not necessarily, Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and so on. Revolutionary abolitionist movement and others like that. And we've found, especially last evening, I'm able to say this, one of the investigators was able to infiltrate a meeting last night on the West Coast in the San Francisco area, and was just astounded by what he saw. And by the way, the attendance there was in the double digits, low to mid double digits. Again, not wanting to give too much away for our operational security reasons. The age range was anywhere between, in his estimation, the eldest there being late 60s, perhaps early 70s, surprisingly, to as young as a late teenager. And these groups, or this group, they're aligning with other such fascist violent groups, groups that comprise the resist fascism meme or narrative, and they are now partnering with various like black activist groups, Central American, Mexican, other than Mexican immigration groups, Muslim, black, and Arab Muslim groups, and the subgroups thereof, such as the pro-Palestinian and anti-Israeli groups. This is not your ordinary vanilla kind of operation, or just thrown together operation. This is a highly organized operation. The invitation, for example, was even done in a manner which you would not ordinarily. I mean, it's not a poster on a telephone pole or a flyer in a windshield. It was done via the internet through social networking, and so you have to know what you're looking for to really get invited to these groups. Their infrastructure, their objectives, I suppose, they're pretty clear. And they're unanimous, or relatively unanimous, or synonymous with one another. Building resistance inside the United States to take down Donald Trump, the president, the presidency of Donald Trump, and, of course, ultimately our constitutional republic. And take down our the system of capitalism, replace it with communism. That's their stated objective. With respect to revolutionary abolitionist movement, this is not necessarily where this investigator was. Their stated objective is to build the resistance infrastructure here in the United States. They don't believe that the Civil War was ever resolved, and they believe that the Civil War just transferred from that war they transitioned into a prison industrial complex. That's what they believe. The modeling in that case, they're modeling their organization tactics and operational mode of operation along the Rojava revolutionary groups in Syria, northern Syria. Their short-term objective is build the infrastructure of support to provide support to fascist groups like Antifa, Black Lives Matter, and other such groups. Long term, to burn this country down, replace its government, and to basically kill all of the people who don't agree with them. We're talking about a pure Stalinist-like purge here in the United States. That's what they want to do. Very similar to the Weather Underground back in the 60s, early 70s.
But here's the difference. They've got total MSM behind them, former CIA directors, and are announcing they're getting ready to do it for confidence building, and appear to being prepared to actually engage this. So this is the total maximum alert. Do you not agree with me?
100% agree with you. And in fact, it was stated to me during my briefing this morning, they actually are compiling a list. When I say they, I'm talking about this particular group as well as others, are compiling lists of mayors, city managers, city planners, city officials who are sympathetic to their causes, that will work with them, that can, and it's that, to that level. And the next level above that, academia and the mainstream media, the captured corporate media, working with NGOs that actually are, have an allegiance to the Obama regime, the Hillary Clinton, the Hillary Clinton people, but the Obama holdovers, and especially those within the Department of Justice. But the bottom line here, that the targets that they're going after in the immediate are the civilians who are openly conservative and openly supportive of Donald Trump and the capitalistic society in which
this is a main bullying operation. Yeah. To have the media even say this is okay when they do it. It's a response to the fascism. It's a response to the racism. When the Soros groups attacks that have overthrown other countries, so we've seen the same shake and bake, the Arab Spring, same thing in European countries, same thing in Ukraine. Give legitimacy to it and then hope everybody else just cowers and rolls over to them, which is not going to happen, Mr. Mudd.
Exactly. Yeah, it's not. And I think that they are preparing for blowback because they're bringing in professionals to teach self-defense, to teach gun handling, gun safety.
Good, more targets.
Exactly. You know, the very people who say we're anti-gun are actually training and bringing in people to train them.
Oh, that was the main tweet when the ACLU tweeted out a picture of a little white baby with an American flag saying our future's freedom. They said no, and they showed blacks with guns basically killing white kids. And it was white people doing it. This is total mental illness. It's like a mix of fascism and communism and KKK, but it's anti-white, and it's weird white people running it. I don't know what's going on. This is like, these people are crazy.
Yeah,
haven't they seen what happened in Venezuela or North Korea? What is their problem?
Well, that's, you know, that Cloward Piven Venezuelan model is exactly what they're after. That chaos is what they're after. That using the Alinsky tactics, that's what they want. They want the
exactly. So what does the president do? What do we do? Because they're crazy enough to telegraph a month ago that in 2 months they're going to take the president out. Okay, and they said back in July we're going to have violence and blame the right wing. Soros admitted it. So here we are. They admit what they're doing, obviously, to telegraph confidence to their own people. People say, why would you give out operational information? They have to get people wound up to go, you know, dump chemicals down the high scraper and go shoot people at the school and blame it on patriots. I mean, they're going to do false flags on us, too. Make no mistake, they're going to run false flags and blame us, have the media ready. Then they're going to launch the counter-op. They'll launch the false flag. They'll blow up the federal building. They'll shoot up the school. They'll have the Alex Jones or Trump supporters say they did it. Be one of their people that they got folks ready to suicide mission. We caught them running the last stop. That'll be phase one. Phase two, about a weekend, is, you know, you need to resign. Trump, start burning cities down and then killing cops everywhere, thinking we'll capitulate. So what do we do beforehand to stop them? I think Trump has to move against, let's play a clip of Maxine Waters telling her constituents, we're moving. We're coming for you. Here it is. Here is Maxine Waters.
I don't care how big you are. I don't care how high you think you are. If you come for me, I'm coming for you.
We didn't come for you, you idiot. We tried to cut taxes. Power people, you horrible slob.
And so, whether it's the President of the United States of America or any of his cabinet, we will say to them, we will resist you. We will not.
Really? I thought we were the resistance.
To damage this country in the way that you're doing.
Damage it.
We will not allow you to take us backwards. Not only will we resist you, we will impeach you, Mr. President.
And then look at all these soft people.
And so.
But even the white ladies that are in it, like, crink their hair and do a thing like trying to, like, we're black. It just feels so sorry for black people led by people like this lady. They got George Foreman and, you know, so many other people are speaking out against this. This is just madness. But, you know, I've statistically been out at these events and seen it myself. There's really almost no black people. They don't seem to be buying into it. It's almost all white people. I don't say that to virtue signal. People have seen my live feeds in Austin, my live feeds elsewhere. It's 80% white. So, it's just crazy. What do you think is really happening here?
Well, you know, I think, and this is just my supposition based on reasoned analysis, I do believe that the shadow government of which the deep state is a part of, a subgroup of, is in charge of all of this. And if I can connect some seemingly disparate dots here, I do believe that many of our congressmen and women have been compromised or being blackmailed. You've got the Awan spy ring in Congress. You've got the server situation, the email situation. You've got this NSA, this massive NSA and national, or NSA and CIA and NRO surveillance program that has perhaps captured so much information about
which they admit is used for blackmail against patriots.
Right, exactly. So you've got compromise from within by both the, I'm going to say the Muslims, Pakistani nationals in one case, the green-red axis.
You've got a coalition that wants to overthrow America and fight over the spoils later.
Yeah, exactly. And they're working together right now, but I'm sure at some point one is going to exert dominance over another, one group over another. And I think that, of course, the red over the green will win out in this case. But this is a deep state operation at the highest levels. I truly believe that because you don't fund something like this, and you certainly don't organize something like this on a budget that you see some of these cannon fodder idiots out there.
No, I agree. And I got to give it to the Democrats and the globalists, they got some big huevos to pull something like this. I mean, this is basically the Democrats in deep state planning a mass cop killing, citizen killing, hardcore authoritarian coup like 1917 Russia. I mean, they think they're going to execute that? Ha, they have got another thing coming.
Yeah, and they want to implement the very thing that they say that they're against. And that's why people get confused, I think, and they're using these Zelensky tactics to sell Zelensky against us. That's their mode of operation.
Well, let's talk about the Iwan brothers and that indictment that you and many others broke and where all that's going. Because Trump is starting to strike back. They're trying to isolate him, claiming so he can focus. But we're going to get your intel on that. But, man, I tell you, this is an exciting time to be alive. Wow. We got a big storm barreling down on us. And it's not Harvey, even though Harvey's important. No, it's the storm of tyranny, and it's here.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to prostatemiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for a superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother,
what's up?
This is a
big
party, man.
Hey, brother,
like,
stop. Right on.
Hey, man, what's up?
about to break down one of the most profound things I've ever said in 22 years on air. Because it all clicked. During the break, I walked out to the crew and I said, this is the Bolshevik Revolution 2.0. But just as the Bolshevik Revolution was funded by big, powerful banks that wanted to sack and conquer Russia and replace one old system with a very anti-Christian authoritarian system, just as they did it, just as they modeled that attack, that's their attack coming up in the next few months. And Daria, whose family fled communism, is an army veteran and a patriot, she's from Russia, she said, Alex, don't you see, it's October. It's 100 years since the Bolshevik takeover. Because I was saying, we've got to look at the Bolshevik attack. That's the same attack pattern. The same big banks, the same Eastern elites, the same program. Trying it here in America where they get central control, then order the military to order you to turn in the guns. Once you do that, they kill the military command. They knock out the opposition parties that they've gotten to, because they told the opposition, we're about to overthrow. The opposition went along thinking they were getting a seat at the table. They're going to annihilate all of them. And then I realized it's the Trotskyites. The neocons were kicked out by Stalin. Trotsky went to Mexico, got killed, and then his right-hand people came here and said, we're going to take over the Republican Party because it was the opposition to Bolshevism in America. And then the very ones turn around and say the Republicans are the communists, when as flawed as they are, they're the party that wasn't. And see, I'm cursed with history, but it's hiding in plain view. And I'm going to host the fourth hour. Roger Stone can't get a Skype up. It's fine. I'm going to host, whether he'll be on the phone. But Wild Horses couldn't drag me away. We'll have live feeds of the hurricane, all of it. But there is no doubt. They're saying on CNN, MSNBC, we're going to overthrow the president. We're going to get violent. We're going to kill people. Antifa is good. Hashtag kill Republicans. Hunt Republicans. Wolf Blitzer. Well, the guy that killed or shot the folks and shot Scalise, he wasn't hateful. He just didn't like Trump. They are really crazy enough to try it. And I don't want to run down the poor Russians under the czars and how poor they were and how it was still kind of feudal. And maybe we're more decadent. But they were poor and not decadent. We're just decadent Slavs. Maybe we will be rolled over. But I don't think it's going to go well. But if they do announce centralization, turn in the guns, kill Trump, kill the leaders, folks know, just go after their leadership. We're going to beat them. They're not going to take the country. If they can try to get D.C. to totally capitulate, then other state governors, they've got a COG under Obama to go in and take out state governors, have special forces take over capitals. Special forces, they don't have their robots and missiles in yet. Do not follow those orders. Understand, we can save the republic. And I'm already putting out stuff here in case we lose the first round. But I think we're going to win the second round no matter. I think we're going to win the first. But I think we got to be honest. I'm clear, Doug. They are beginning to launch the second Bolshevik Revolution in November. October. They think they'll be in full control of D.C. by October, and on the 100th anniversary, they intend to bring down the U.S.
Oh, you know what? To have such a robust understanding of history, I think it's so necessary now more than ever, and I think that's a very good analogy and a good synopsis, because I think that's exactly what we're seeing, and it is kind of a duck or bleed scenario. Yeah, we might take a few. I'm sure we will take a few, but in the end, or in the second round, I think we're going to come back and prevail. So you're absolutely correct, in my view anyway, on your analysis. It's
the people have got to get. We're going to win. There won't be any communication or command and control. Hit them. Don't stop. You got to be ready once they start killing everybody. You got to go. You got to go. You got to take it to them. Just go after the commie dirtbags and get them. That's the number one thing. Get them and don't stop. And understand, you turn your guns in, they're going to string you and your wife up and rape your kids in front of you. Just like Lenin did all over Eastern Europe. They want to murder and rape Christians. They're pedophiles. We'll be back with fourth hour, five more minutes with Doug Ackman, then Roger Stone. This is real. It's happening. And we're here raising the alarm. Worldwide, Paul Revere 2.0. Join us now.